Mr. Chair, if you're ready, we can do the information item number 17 and finish that up.
Okay, thank you.
So if you turn to your booklets, Commissioners, Mr. Chair, Secretary Hepler, first of all, I'm Katie Searle, Director for the Parks Division. If you turn to page 17, Rachel, thank you for handing out the other report I'll have you look at in a moment. You'll see the January year-to-date revenue by item and also the January year-to-date revenue by district for January. Rachel just handed out the February reports, both of those, year-to-date revenue by item and then year-to-date revenue by our districts. So in both reports, one thing to point out is this is the first time seeing on paper what our fee increases look like. If you remember in November, we were in front of you asking for approval for some fee changes, which you gave, and those were enacted or began January 1st of 2018. And so the first thing to notice in that respect on both reports is that there's only one vehicle daily license now offered. So that's a change from previous reports where there were two. The second item to note is on our camping services. If you remember back in that presentation with the fee changes, a majority of our campgrounds, about 30 of them, increased by $2 a night. And so that's reflected in that increase year to date in February of 9%. To lend some further context to that 9% number, that also includes reservations paid for to date. So units occupied or units stayed, so mainly these past 2 months that's been lodges, cabins, some campsites, but that number also includes reservations paid to date. So just to lend some more context into what that number means, last year, this time, our reservations were about 9,600. 2018, same time, our reservations are 9,200. So a little bit of a decrease. However, when you look at the nights reserved from those reservations, that's a slight increase. Last year, the nights reserved are about 39,000. This time last year, this year, 2018, it's about 39,900, so a slight increase. So just to lend some more context into that camping services percentage there, increase of 9%. If you move down under lodging, the total there is 9%, and the total for revenue increase year to date is 9%. If you move into the next report for both months, you'll see that that's spread out district-wise, and we're 2 months into the year, so we're dealing with smaller units, unit numbers, which lends to big percentage swings, but overall, the trend seems to be following what we would expect. But I'll be happy to answer any questions on either one of these reports.
Okay, questions? So the fee increase is making a difference, isn't it?
It is, Commissioner Jensen, and we'll be sure as we move forward the months in the future that we make note of that in our reports so that we understand where our true growth is and where those percentage changes happened because of the fee increase.
Okay, all right, thank you. All right, very good. Do you have anything else, Katie, for parks?
I don't.
Okay.